Thought for today. It is easy to be brave from a distance, Mr. Aesop said. It is easy to be brave from a distance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. So many times we are given tests, and we take them or we don't. But when we don't take them, it's because we feel insecure doing it. When we take them, we feel secure. And our friends come along and give us advice and tell us how to do things. And we, in turn, tell our friends how to do things. Because it's easy to give advice when it's not your project, when you're at a distance from it. But what is the easiest thing that it is to do from a distance? The easiest thing is called hindsight. That is, something that's already passed, you can think of a better way you could have done it. What is the way that you can do things right now? It's easy to be brave up close as well as at a distance. How can we be brave up close as well as at a distance? What sort of thing would we have to do to be brave up close as well as at a distance? Well, the big thing is, when you like yourself, you do everything for yourself. And so you're not trying to impress others, and you're not trying to be brave, you're not trying to be a hero. You just do what comes naturally to you at the time you do it. Now, it may appear to other people that you're being very, very brave, and time may make it into something even more wonderful than it was. I remember the incident with my friend Fred Smart. I was thinking about just the other day why we had such a good friendship. And then I remembered when we were both working for the golf course. I was about 10, 11 years old, and he is 12 or 13, 2 years older than I was. And so I was working in the garage bringing soda water into the clubhouse. And then all of a sudden I heard somebody say, "Ow!" And he screamed, "Bloody murder." And I went running into the garage area, and there the jack had slipped and the truck had fallen down onto his chest. It obviously didn't do too much, but it was enough. And I didn't know anything to do except to put the jack under the wheel again and screw it up. So I put the jack under the wheel and screwed it up, and then I pulled him out from underneath there. And then I called Mr. Tui to get help. So they got the ambulance, and they took Fred to the hospital, and they worked on his chest. He had a couple of broken ribs. And from that moment forward, Fred was my dearest buddy. I mean, up to that time, he accepted me like a fly, like a bother, something hanging around him, younger kid. And he was always nice, courteous, and what have you, but it just, you know, I wasn't important to him. But from that point on, I think he thought that I saved his life or something, which could have happened, but somebody else could have screwed up the thing too, and it wasn't any big deal, but I just did. He didn't tell me what to do, I just did it because it was the thing to do. Now, was that being brave? And some people might say that was very brave, but it's just nothing brave about it. Just a matter of putting the jack under the wheel and screwing it up, you know. But for all of our life, Fred has always been a very dedicated, wonderful friend, and I've always enjoyed him too. He's a terrific guy. But we wonder why these things happen. Why these things happen that sort of change our life, that put a whole new code in. Because he had he was a nice kid. He was 2 years older than I, and he was able to do anything he wanted to do. He worked on his father's farm, and then he worked for the golf course. You know, he did anything to earn money too, because working for his dad, he wasn't paid. That was just part of a farm boy's work. But working at the golf course, he got paid a little bit. Not terribly much, but a little bit. And then we became good friends. And he didn't need me in his life. He didn't need me in his world. But for some reason or other, that was a very impressive and important part of his life. Probably all of his 12 years went rushing through his mind as he was lying under there with his this axle crushing on his chest. And fortunately, he was very slim, very thin guy, you know. He was of the kind of person, the kind of a body physique that he always had to wear a belt, because if he had his pants on, he had no hips, and his pants would always fall off. And so he had to always have a belt on, and that was one of his trademarks, his belt. But and I think to this day he still is hipless and quite a guy. But you see, it's easy to be brave from a safe distance, but when you're up close and you have to put the jack under the wheel, under the axle, then you know that something's depending on you in a very important and very special way. And you can't allow yourself to get rattled, because if you get rattled, you can't do the job that has to be done. I mean, if I would have run in and told Brian Toohey that Fred was under the truck, and by the time he got out there, more damage might have happened to him, you know. I mean, the thing might have crushed him completely. But we do these things. We do these things not because we want to be brave, not because we want to have credit, not because we need to use it as a story later in our life, but because it's just the thing to do. And so those people who are kibitzers, who stand back, armchair theorists, the ones who sit back and look at other people do things, and they say, well, now I could have done it this way, and I could have done it that way, those are the kind of people who are do-nothing people. They're the kind of people who don't climb mountains and who don't swim oceans and do all these other beautiful things. But when you just take life as it comes and you don't think, why me, oh God, did these things happen? Why did these happen to me? Then we have a whole new attitude about ourselves. So when we're thinking about our life and thinking about what's valuable and what's important, we want to always enter into doing everything that's given to us to do with a full heart, not thinking that something else is going to happen, not thinking that we're going to get credit or that we're going to get remonstrated for something we didn't do, but just to follow your heart and just to live according to what is inside of you and do whatever is natural for you to do. And the world will all of a sudden start calling you brave, because you're just doing what's natural. You're just doing what flows from you. And when you do those things that just natural and just flows from you, you'll be doing what other people call is brave. Remember them. Remember that. But also remember, if you're looking for a thank you, or if you're looking for someone to appreciate what you're doing, then you're sort of barking up the wrong tree. And that never gets you anywhere. You see, another thing that we want to do, we want to learn to be very careful about ourselves. We want to learn to be very careful about how we live our life, because how we live our life makes all the difference in the world. How we live our life, it tells us what's going on in our world and what our values are. So, it's easy to be brave from a safe distance. But we want to do what's right to do at all times, from whatever distance it may be. So have a lovely day, and do beautiful things that are making you happy and making you feel fulfilled.